Certainly one of the leitmotifs of both the Yontif of Purim as well as the Megillah and of the Megillah is the role of Hashgacha Pratis. One of the very important yesodos which emerges from the Megillah, when Mordechai says to Esther, "Umi yodeya im la'es kazos higat lamalchus," he tells her not to attribute her queenship to coincidence or to accident, but rather it's due to Hashgacha Pratis. And very significantly, Mordechai tells her that an appreciation for Hashgacha Pratis is not just some theoretical belief that we're supposed to have, but it's something which has implications and ramifications for how we act as well. It's not just a question of how we believe and what we believe, but it also determines and dictates course of action. So let's first review exactly what our belief of Hashgacha Pratis is, and then consider the Halacha Lemaisa aspect, as it were, of that belief. It should be noted at the outset that what we're going to discuss is not the only approach or understanding of Hashgacha Pratis, not to the exclusion of all others, but it certainly is one which is adopted by many Rishonim and reflected in several Ma'amari Chazal, which we'll review together. The Gemara in Arachin on Daf Tazayin Amid Beis, dealing with the question of Yisurim, says the following: Ad heichan tachlis Yisurim, which it's clear from the Gemara's answers that the question is how trivial can Yisurim be? What small details of life which seem to be amiss should be understood and attributed to Yisurim? So the Gemara says, Amar v'loza kosha orgulo beged lilbosh v'ein miskabel alav. If you go to the tailor and when the tailor finishes the job, the suit doesn't fit properly, so you should know that's Yisurim min hashamayim. The Gemara says, no, gedol mizu amu, afilu niskavnu limzog b'chamin, u'mozgulo b'tzonin, b'tzonin u'mozgulo b'chamin, it's also Yisurim. If you want hot tea and you get iced tea, that's also Yisurim. And then finally, the Gemara says that b'masnisatana, afilu hoshid yodo likis, litol shalosh, v'olu b'yodo shtayim. If you're reaching in for 75 cents, for 3 quarters, to buy a can of soda, and then your hand only fishes out 2 quarters, 50 cents, that too is a form of Yisurim. That too is a form of Yisurim. Now, l'chari, it's quite clear, and if there is any question about this, the Maharsha dismisses the question. It's very difficult, to say that what happens is accidental, but nevertheless, b'di'eved, ex post facto, it's treated as Yisurim. It seems quite clear that if any of these minor, trivial, routine occurrences are to be understood as Yisurim, then it also has to be understood that they come in Hashamayim and that they weren't routine. And in fact, the Maharsha, if you take a look in the Maharsha of his Gemara, so he says just that. He says just that, that these Yisurim come to be Memarkim Avonosov Shel Adam, and that it's the chesed of the Ribono Shel Olam that he inflicts such easy and simple Yisurim as well. That not all Yisurim are what we associate with the term, but many of them are very easy to tolerate. But in terms of Hashgacha Pratis, so this Gemara seems to say that down to the most minute details of what happens to a person, that all of that should be understood and attributed to Hashgacha Pratis. That's evident in another well-known Maim Chazal in the first parak of Chulin, where the Gemara says that Ein Adam Nokeif Etzbo Milamata Elim Kein Machrizen Al Milamala, that a person doesn't bang his finger, doesn't stub his toe, unless it was decreed Milamala, unless that was decreed Min Hashamayim. So here too, again, not only Hashgacha Pratis, but Hashgacha Pratis down to the most minute details. Of course, in terms of more momentous happenings, there's the famous Gemara in Makos, which Rashi Al HaTorah quotes in the Parsha of Golos for Rotzeach B'Shelgeg. Rashi says, if one person kills B'mezid, Rashi quoting from Chazal, and there were no Edim, and one person kills B'shelgeg, and there were no Edim, so neither of them got the appropriate onus. So what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu orchestrates things that the one who killed B'shelgeg will kill a second time B'shelgeg, and the one, the murderer B'mezid, will get what's coming to him, and the one who killed B'shelgeg, it will be witnessed, and he'll get the Golos. So here too, what's seemingly an accident, b'shogeg, accidental killing, so it's quite clear that Chazal are interpreting that it's not b'shogeg and that it is b'hashgacha pratis. But again, the other Gemaras are even more significant in that it's quite clear in these Ma'amari Chazal that the hashgacha pratis is down to the most minute details and what's seemingly routine. You stick your hand in your pocket, and even though there are three coins there, you only get two coins. So that too is a form of Yisurim which are being inflicted by the Ribono Shel Olam. This is clearly the understanding of Rabbeinu Bachya in Chovos Halvavos and Shah HaBitachon. He's clearly operating with the same understanding as these Ma'amori Chazal. And it's also, this is a complicated parasha which we're just touching upon, not delving into. It's also l'chora, the understanding of the famous Ramban Al HaTorah in a few places. For instance, as you're all familiar with, at the end of Parshas Bo, where the Ramban writes, "Umin hanisim hagdolim hamufosomim odom moda benisim hanistorim shehem yisod haTorah kula she'ein la'odom chelek b'taras Moshe Rabbeinu ad shenamin b'chol dvareinu u'mikreinu shekulam nisim ein bohem tevel min hago shel olam." A person is obligated to believe that everything that happens to us, b'chol dvareinu u'mikreinu, is kulam nisim. Hashgacha Pratis ordains everything. Ein bohem tevel min hago shel olam. Bein b'rabim, bein b'yochid. Hakol v'gzeres elyon kasher hizkarti kvar. So here too, again, the Ramban's approach here is a parasha b'fnei atzma, but clearly in several places, he also seems to be operating with this understanding of Hashgacha Pratis. What's the halacha l'maisa of this? What's the halacha l'maisa? Of recognizing that when a person is nokef etzbal milamata, it's a direct result of the fact that gozu alav milmaila. Again, just that there should be no misunderstanding. Of course, les man depolig, when we're talking about hashkacha pratis down to the minute details, it doesn't mean what a person does. What a person does is bechira chofshis. We're talking about what's done to a person. A person as an object, There's hashgacha pratis down to the minute details. As a person, as a subject, so then is hakol bidei shemayim b'chutz miyira shemayim. A person does according to his bechira chofshis. So we're talking about a person as an object of what happens, and in that sense. But l'may nafkimina, what's the halacha l'maisa? We said it from the Megillah. One of the lessons to be learned when Mordechai tells Esther, mi yodei l'meis kazel sigat l'malchus, is that the belief in Hashgacha Pratis carries over halacha l'maisa, as it were, in terms of what we do and how we feel and how we react. So I think this can be understood by looking at some psukim towards the end of Sefer Bereishis. In Parshas Vayigash, after Yosef reveals himself to the Shvatim, Vayoma Yosef Alechov Gishuno Elai Vayigashu, Vayoma Ani Yosef Achichem Hashem Achatem Osim Mitzroima, Va'ata Al Teotzvil Vayicha Be'inechem Ki Mechartem Osihena, Kilim Michyo Shlachani Alokim Lefnechem. And then in Pasuk Chas, he says, Va'ata Lo Atem Shlachtem Osihena, Ki Ho Elokim. So these psukim are very, very problematic. The simple pshat in the psukim seems to be that Yosef is whitewashing the brothers. He's telling them, "Lo atem mechatem el siheina ki elokim," as though there were no bechira chofshis, as though somehow or other the brothers had done what they did involuntarily. And therefore, al teyotzvu v'ayicha beinechem, because ki lemichyo shlachani elokim lefnechem, and lo atem shlachtem el siheina ki yo elokim. However, that pshat in the posuk is very, very difficult to maintain. First of all, l'divei hakol in Parshas Miketz, the brothers themselves are moda avol hashemim anachnu. The brothers themselves are moda that they sinned in Mechiras Yosef. And it's especially problematic, and dramatically so, according to the famous Chazal, which the Beis HaLevi elaborates on, in the very previous pasuk, before Yosef begins this address, Vayomer Yosef al Echov ani Yosef ha'od avi chay v'lo yachlu echov lanu saso ki nivhalu miponav. So the Beis HaLevi, as you all know, quotes the Medrash, that says that oylanu miyom hadin, oylanu miyom atochacha, that the brothers couldn't answer Yosef, who was boss of Adam, so how will we be able to answer the Ribbono Shel Olam on a yom din v'yom tochacha? So the Beis HaLevi explains, where was Yosef giving them tochacha? So he explains that Yosef was telling them, is it possible that ha'od avichoy, why is he asking them ha'od avichoy? They haven't been back to Eretz Canaan since he last asked them Elamai. He's not asking them as a point of information, but he's asking them rhetorically, can it be that Yaakov survived all that sa'ah which you imposed upon him through the mechira? So he's giving them tochacha. He's giving them tochacha. Such strong and condemnation that ki nivhalu miponav, that they're totally mute. And then he turns around and says, no, lo atem mechatem el siheina ki elokim. So l'chore it's very, very difficult to maintain that somehow or other Yosef is totally whitewashing them and telling them that you're not guilty, and that the whole thing was ordained by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you acted involuntarily. So Elamai, so what is he telling them? So l'chore what Yosef is telling them is as follows. Yosef, having already given tochacha, so Yosef is now reassuring them, don't think that because you were chotim that I will want to take revenge against you. Because Yosef says, from my perspective, the fact that you were chote, because of your bechira chavshis, notwithstanding, from my perspective, what happened to me was lo atem mechartem osi heina ki o elokim. The fact that you, and again, Yosef is not whitewashing them. According to the medrash we just quoted in the previous pasuk, he's giving them strong tochacha. But what he's telling them is this: if you think that what happened will motivate me to try to take revenge against you, so let me reassure you that from my perspective, your bechira chavshis and your chait, notwithstanding, but from my perspective, the Ribono Shel Olam wouldn't have allowed it to happen to me unless it were his will that this happened to me. So therefore, from my perspective, which doesn't relieve you of an iota of responsibility, it doesn't conflict with Avol Hashem im Anachnu, and it doesn't conflict with the Musa of Ha'od Avichoy, but from my perspective, you should know that I view it as Lo Atem Shlachtem Osiheinu Ki Alokim. And then as Chazal tell us that that was Yosef's reaction all along. In Miketz, in Vayeshev, so Chazal comment on the pasuk of Vayehi bo Esahi, Vayered Yehuda me'Esachav. So at that time, Vayered Yehuda me'Esachav. So Chazal say, the pasuk is telling us, amidst everything that was happening at that time, Vayered Yehuda me'Esachav. What was happening at that time? So Yaakov Avinu was being misabel for Yosef, and Reuven was also besakov etaniso alsha bilbel mishkevei aviv, and Yehuda was also likach lo isha, and Yosef was also besakov etaniso al dvar hamechira. That's what Chazal say in the Medrash. So why was Yosef also besakov etaniso? Because he was sold. We would have understood if he was being misabel also, if he was bocha. But no, Chazal say it was osuk b'saku v'taniso, i.e., again, the same perspective which Yosef speaks from in Parshas Vayigash, Chazal say that's what accompanied Yosef throughout, that the bechiva chavshis of the brothers notwithstanding, their responsibility notwithstanding, Yosef interpreted that if this was allowed to happen to me, so then I must be at fault for something. And that's why Yosef's response was that he was also the sack of the Taniso. So right here, L'chora, so we see an important example of how the belief in Hashgacha Pratis has ramifications halacha l'maisa. And that is, in terms of how a person relates to adversity in general, and befrat people who wronged him. So the psukim here seem to be telling us that because of our belief in Hashgacha Pratis, that a person as an object of circumstances, not a subject, a person as an object of circumstances, that what happens to him is lo atem shlachtem osiheinu ki alokim. The reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not interfere with your bechira chavshis and allowed you to execute your bechira chavshis against me was ki alokim. It was the Ribono Shel Olam's rotzom that this should happen. Which means that if I am wronged, by someone. If I suffer some kind of reversal of any form or fashion, so the reaction of anger against the person who seemingly imposed this upon me is totally misses the point. That reaction would only be correct and to the point if the cause and effect here was that since Plony dislikes me, so Plony therefore did something to hurt me. And had it not been for him, this wouldn't have happened to me. What Yosef says, when Yosef was sold, he was also Pesachel V'Tanitzo. So apparently Yosef HaTzadik said no. It can't simply be that because the brothers conspired against me, that the Ribbono Shel Olam allowed this to happen to me. It must be that it's also some kind of kapara, some kind of onesh for something I did. And Be'emes, the Sefer HaChinuch says this as well. In the mitzvah of Nekoma, in Parshas Kedoshim, mitzvah Reish Mem Aleph, Shelo Linko, Kloma Shenimnanu Min Alkachas Nekoma Miyisrael, Losikam Velosito, Nisi Nekoma. Mishoshe HaMitzvah, says the Chinuch, Sheyeda Ha'odom V'yiten El Libo, Ki Kol Asher Yekrehu V'tov Adro, anything which befalls a person, again, a person as an object, not as a subject, Hu sibo shetovo olav me'eis Hashem Baruch Hu. U'miyad ha'odah, miyad ish ochev, lo yiyadovo bilti ritzon Hashem Baruch Hu. Al kein, kisha yitza'arehu o yachivehu odom, yeda b'nafsho ki avonosov gormu. V'lo yoshis machshivosov linko mimenu, ki hu eino sibas ro'oso. Ki ha'ovon hu ha'mesavev. U'kemo sha'om ha'dovid olav ha'shalom, hanichu lo v'yekalel, ki oma lo ha'shem yizbarach, tolo ha'inyan b'cheto, v'lo b'shimi ben gera. That's mefurish, the idea that we're talking about. Just parenthetically, the example of Shimi ben gera also illustrates the dialectic we're talking about, that the person who wrongs the other person is guilty because he's doing so with his Bechira Chavshis. After all, David instructs that, tells Shlomo HaMelech that Shimi ben Gera shouldn't die in his bed. And yet, Me'idach Gisa, Tolo Inyan Becheto V'lo B'Shimi ben Gera. Exactly this dialectic which we're discussing. And the Chinuch says explicitly, again, that the practical implications of this are that if a person's reaction is to get revenge, then he totally misses the point and totally misunderstands what happened. So again, number one, in terms of practical implications for how we feel, how we react, so certainly how we react to someone who wronged us, it simply becomes just totally irrelevant. Irrelevant to focus one's anger on the person who, again, seemingly, b'derech hateva, on the natural plane, is the source for the bad which befell a person. The other primary reaction and emotion which is totally transformed based upon this belief and understanding of Bechira Chavshis, and again here too you look in the Chovos HaLevavos, Shah HaBitachon, he explains this, Let's say a person works towards a certain goal. Say medical school. And he works tremendously hard. He makes all the hishtadlas. And then he doesn't get accepted. So it's devastating. The normal, quote, reaction would be one of certainly great frustration and, understandably enough, of depression. To varying degrees depending upon one's inclinations. In light of, again, the Chinuch, the Ramban, the Ma'amori Chazal we spoke about, the Cholos Halvavos, so again, that too is totally out of place. A person is frustrated when he doesn't achieve what he should have achieved. Then a person is frustrated. And therefore, if a person knows that he has certain potential and he's squandering that potential, he knows he could be learning more. He knows he could be spending more time learning and accomplishing more in learning. But he's not doing that, so then for good reason he feels frustrated. Because that's a person as a subject. But as an object, when a person makes all the appropriate hishtadlus and something eludes him, so then here too, what hashgachat pratis means halacha lemaisa, is that to be frustrated, again, is totally inappropriate. Because if me'es Hashem hoyesozos and kol mado avid rachmano letav avid, so one's reaction is, well, Baruch Hashem, the Ribbono Shel Olam is directing me to whatever I'm really supposed to be doing, rather than this sense of overwhelming frustration and failure at not having achieved what a person wanted to achieve. So this belief in Hashgacha Pratis, if we internalize it with total sincerity, has the potential to totally transform our actions and reactions to everything that happens to us. It undercuts anger, it undercuts a desire for revenge, it undercuts a sense of frustration. And these reactions, again, the sense of frustration or such, have to be limited exclusively to where, again, we as subjects in exercising our Bechira Chofshis were remiss in doing so properly. However, where it befalls us, so then what Hashgacha Pratis says is that, again, had this been accident, had it been happenstance, so then a person would be ripped apart by frustration. If a person knows that it's from the Ribbono Shel Olam, so then he accepts it with total equanimity. Because that's the way it's supposed to be. Finally, the practical ramifications of this belief and understanding in Hashgacha Pratis is that not only, again, does it undercut desire for nekama, anger, frustration, etc., in terms of what befalls us, but it also allows us to make everything, and this is a major emphasis and stress of Hasidus as well, it allows us to make everything into an opportunity for Avodas Hashem. Dehainu, When a person views and understands that what befalls him, in the words of the Chinuch, of Kol Asher Yikreu Meitova Adro Husibo Shatova Lav Meis Hashem Baruch Hu, so then the emunah with which a person accepts everything that befalls him is also an exercise in Avodas Hashem. And let's say a person is felled by illness, Rachmana Litzlan. So the reaction can be one of two. A person can be totally frustrated at what he can't do, or the person's reaction can be, so now HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that my Avodas Hashem should consist to a large degree of accepting these Yisurim and accepting what he has imposed upon me. And to the extent that we are insensitive to the Hashgacha Pratis, so to that same degree, we miss on a daily basis opportunities of Avodas Hashem in terms of accepting Ba'ahava what the Ribbono Shel Olam sends our way. Because if we don't recognize that it comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam, we're not mekabel it as such. So then the course of the illness was not any Avodas Hashem in that, because I didn't recognize that as coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I didn't accept it as such. So there was no, so really the time taka is wasted, and all the frustration is correct. If a person recognizes that Husibo Shetov Olav Meis Hashem Baruch Hu, then in the way he reacts and the way he is mekabel everything, so that makes everything, it allows him to respond to the opportunity and occasion which everything provides for Avodas Hashem. There is a saying from the Baal Shem Tov on the pasuk of Smolo Tachas L'Roshi V'Yimino Techavkeini. So we know that the symbolism of Yimin and Smol, let's say in a Mayim Chazal, of La'olam Tehei Smol Docha V'Yimin Mekareves, that Yimin represents Rachamim, represents Ahava, Yimin Mekareves, and Smol is Docha, that it represents Din, represents hardship, represents adversity. So the Baal Shem Tov says that Smolo Tachas L'Roshi V'Yimino Techavkeini, that sometimes we experience HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a Bechina of Yamin, but Yamino Techavkeini, and everything goes well, and we have ideal circumstances to learn Torah and to do mitzvahs. And at other times, we experience HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Smolo Tachas Roshi, of Smol Docha. And the Baal Shem Tov says, but you have to recognize that both are Kaviyochol, the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and both are occasions and opportunities for Avodas Hashem. But that potential can only be unlocked if a person has this emunah and understanding of Hashgacha Pratis.